WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Day We Left by Caroline Bond, narrated by Joan Walker. This book is dedicated to the many decent men in my life. Chris, Alex, Joe, Joseph, David, Isaac, and my lovely, much-missed dad, Pete Bond. Part 1. Chapter 1. Lizzie started awake. The clock on her bedside table insisted it was 7:26 a.m. She stretched out her hand. The duvet on Ian's side of the bed was thrown back, the sheet cold. Could she have slept through the alarm, or had it not gone off? Why hadn't he woken her? Click. 7:27 a.m. She scrambled out of bed and shrugged on her dressing gown. She had time and ground to make up. She made it down to the kitchen by 7:28 a.m. At 7:32 a.m., she found herself on her hands and knees on the kitchen floor. By 7:38 a.m., Ian's packed lunch was made and neatly wrapped in foil. He kissed her goodbye at the door at 7:42 a.m. Between 7:45 a.m. and 8:02 a.m., she tidied the kitchen, washed her face, brushed her teeth, and got dressed. She rang in sick at 8:03 a.m. Sean, her department head, made sympathetic noises, but she could tell he wasn't pleased. She'd already taken quite a lot of time off to attend her prenatal appointments. For the next 84 minutes, she sat on the edge of the bed and watched the minutes click by on the traitorous alarm clock. She left the house at 9:27 a.m. That was the seemingly mundane timeline of the cold, bright May morning that changed Lizzie and Ian's lives irrevocably. Chapter 2. Lizzie went the back route to her friend Heather's house. When she pushed against the garden gate, it didn't open. It had been a wet spring and the wood was swollen and uncooperative. For a moment she stood in the chilly sunshine, defeated. Then she rallied and used her by now considerable body weight to get it to budge. It was an ungainly entry, but thankfully at 9:30 a.m. on a midweek morning there was no one around to witness it. Heather's back garden was well tended. The raised beds were full of heavy-headed tulips and lots of frothy white flowers that Lizzie didn't know the name of. The flagged path was puddled with the previous night's rain. It soaked into her slippers, staining the edges black. She took the three steps up to the back door carefully, her fear of falling acute. She knocked and waited, but not for long. She was relieved. She'd left the house without a coat and it was cold. The door opened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?